I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. It's election day on Monday, and we continue meeting the candidates running in the riding of Vancouver Kingsway. Wendy Ewan joins me now. She is the Liberal Party candidate in this federal election. She ran in the riding in 2008, coming in second with 29.1% of the vote. We'll ask her if she thinks she'll do better this time, if she'll win on Monday, as well as the issues and how the rest of the campaign is going. Wendy Ewan is an entrepreneur and a community activist. She's a volunteer with a number of nonprofit organizations. She is the president and CEO of a company that focuses on the Asia-Pacific region's emerging countries. The website for more is at wendyewan.liberal.ca. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Wendy Ewan. Good morning, Ms. Ewan.
Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for joining us. So the polls in this election have not been kind to your party nationally. Does this race in Vancouver Kingsway remain competitive for you?
Oh, absolutely. I do feel on the doorsteps this time around. The momentum has been very different. Our family pack really resonates big time on the doorsteps. Whether it's access. To post-secondary education, or whether it's health care, or whether it's family care, or whether it's early learning and child care, or whether it's senior pension. People are telling me, you know, this time I'm going to be voting for Liberals. Last time I voted for the Conservatives for the first time, and I regretted it. And I do believe that our momentum is actually growing despite of the so-called orange surge. I think the people in this riding especially are going to be making the right choice on May the 2nd at the voting booth.
Now, your party's vote in this riding in 2008 collapsed from that of what it got in 2006, and I'm assuming that's from the anger over the Emerson defection. Are you confident that your base is back?
Like I said, on the doorsteps, this time around, not even one person had asked me that question about David Emerson.
Really?
Yeah, no. Yeah. And I do think last time around, last time we were affected by that factor, and I think people are more focused on what matters to them the most. That is what I had just outlined to you earlier.
Now, we'll talk about the family pack in just a sec, but I'm wondering how you think Mr. Ignatieff has done as the leader of your party in this campaign.
I think he has done a great job. He was just in Vancouver Kingsway 3 nights ago,
right,
and the room was packed. And, he is a man of ideas. He has passion for Canada. He's a patriotic person, unlike how Stephen Harper has tried to portray him. And he has a lot of wonderful, great ideas about what he can do for this country. I absolutely think he did a great job. The numbers, I don't think it matters at the end of the day. It's the Canadians who are going to be decided on May the 2nd.
So when you're campaigning through door knocking and the sort meeting voters, you tell them, of course, about this Liberal family pack.
Yeah.
And it involves a number of things. But one thing that interested me was a learning passport. What's involved with that?
We give every high school student $1,000 a year for them to be going to be preparing them to go to college and universities. And for low-income families, we can give $6,000 in 4 years. That's $1,500 per year. And, you know, you get the grade, you've got to go. And that's the, you know, basic fundamental reason behind why we want to do this, because I think every young Canadian deserves the right to get ahead, and we should be there to help them out to actually get the equal shot when they get the grade.
And Maclean's magazine, they did a piece about the family pack, and they cited you in particular because you had the best line in how to explain that to voters, that if you've got the grades, and you just said it, you've got the grades, you get to go. How has the Harper government done in this regard in terms of funding for education?
Well, you know, they actually did absolutely nothing. They've actually cut the fundings, as we all know, and they project themselves to be caring about the leaders of tomorrow, which are the young people. But in reality, we all know that they've been cutting fundings, and they haven't actually been doing anything with the territories and the provincial governments in that regard.
This is a riding, as you know, that's made up of visible minorities. In terms of immigration, is there anything in the family pact that addresses that?
Oh, absolutely. See, we are the party of multiculturalism, and we were the one who actually made sure that the immigrants have the equal shots as soon as they come into Canada. The foreign credential recognition has been the initiative that was started by the Liberal government during the Paul Martin times. And I myself actually was working very hard to make sure that this issue is going to be getting attention at the federal government level. And because the people in Vancouver Kingsway, especially like you said, are very concerned about this issue because it's one of the largest multicultural community in BC, if it is not in Canada. And like I said, on the doorsteps, a lot of people have been hugely concerned about the fact that they came to this country with a dream, with skills, which they wanted to contribute to the Canadian economy. But you know, little did they know that they got here because of the policies and because of the lack of address to this issue. They found themselves to be, you know, doing $8 an hour job, whether it's at the gas pumps or at McDonald's or, you know, doing something that's totally unrelated to their skills. So this issue was actually the one that drove me to politics back in eight years ago. And I think, you know, this issue is not only an immigrant issue, it's actually a damaging factor to the economy as a whole, and we should really review our immigration policies and see how we should be seriously addressing this issue, because a lot of those immigrants before they came to this country, they did not even know that their skills are not going to be be applied when they get here. So I think this is just very unfair, and it's bad for the economy for Canada.
Is there anything in the family pact that addresses crime? I mean, that seems to be a concern of a lot of residents in Vancouver Kingsway.
One of my top priorities, if I get the honor to get elected, is to make sure that we're going to be getting enough funding from the federal government to make sure that our policing locally, especially in Vancouver Kingsway, are going to be increased, so that at the riding level, we actually can seriously address that issue. You know, we all know that there are many incidents over the past some years, at a 9MO train stations, mm-hmm. or whether it's Nanaimo and also Nanaimo and the other one, I'm just trying to...
Joyce.
Joyce, of course, yeah, Joyce Station. There are a lot of incidents that had happened, and a lot of people on the doorsteps, a lot of women and Asian women have been saying that they are so afraid to walk after dark. Some of them have their purses snatched and so on and so forth. So I think this issue is very dear and near to my heart, and I hear that on and on over the years that it has to be addressed. And I think, like I said, if I do get the honor to get elected, I'm going to make sure that this issue is going to be front and center at the federal level.
Is the HST something that voters are talking to you about as a concern for them?
Riding has a lot of small businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do, as a small business owner, I do hear, you know, people having concerns. But we all know, the referendum is coming up in June, and the British Columbians are going to be having their say. And I urge everyone to come out to, you know, vote with their conscience. I'm a business owner, a small business owner myself. I know what I'll do when I vote. So I just believe that people are going to be deciding on this issue very soon.
Can you tell us how you'll vote in the referendum?
Well, I'm going to be voting, like I said, with my conscience, and that's going to be like my choice,
right,
and my decision when it comes to that.
Mr. Davies says that your party's MPs all voted for the implementation of the HST. Would you have done the same if you had been the Member of Parliament for Kingsway?
Well, that's a good question, Joe. I can say with confidence that I will be voting with my conscience. You know, if I get the chance to be in the Parliament, being the representative of the people in this riding.
Now, Ms. Nguyen, the Conservative candidate, brought up some comments that Mr. Davies had made to the Vancouver Sun during an appearance you made about a week ago on CKNW. She brought them again, on this program on Monday when she appeared. They had to do with race and gender. Do you think that her concern is relevant? Are these comments an issue with regards to Mr. Davies and what he thinks?
See, this riding is one of the largest multicultural community in the country, and I personally absolutely believe that no matter where you came from, what your color is, and what your ethnicity is, and you know what your language background and your culture background is, a Canadian is a Canadian is a Canadian. And does it help to actually communicate with a lot of the people on the doorsteps? In my case, when I know Mandarin and Cantonese, yes, the honest answer is yes, it does help. Because, you know, with the language ability, of course, you know, then people feel that they can directly communicate with you, especially when a lot of those people don't speak a whole lot of English. You know, but I think what matters the most is the policies and the ideas and what people want you to do if you get the honor to represent them. And, you know, as an immigrant myself, you know, coming to Canada 30 years ago with $50 in my pocket, this country has given me so much, and I've actually struggled all the way through to get to where I am, and I understand a lot of those issues that are actually dear and near to a lot of people's heart on the doorsteps. So I do believe in that regard that, you know, as their MP, if I get the honor, I will do very well because I do understand a lot of their issues personally.
Now, Senator Larry Campbell, who's a Liberal, has talked in the press over the last day or so about a merger between the NDP and the Liberals. Is that something that you're thinking about as well, that your party should be thinking about?
Joseph, I can tell you that I've been focusing on my campaign,
yeah,
and anything beyond that, I've never had a chance to even think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that we're actually doing well, very well, locally on the ground, despite of what the number says up there. Like I said, I absolutely believe that people are going to be making their wise choice on May the 2nd at the voting booth. You know, this election is about a choice. It's a choice between a Liberal government and a Conservative government. I don't think, you know, Layton's so-called orange surge in Quebec is going to be translating in BC. And because that's not what I hear on the doorsteps.
But the race in Kingsway is between you and Mr. Davies, is it correct? Is that correct?
Well, I'd like to tell you this. See, regardless of which, you know, what this race is among who, I'm actually cautiously confident that on May the 2nd, people are going to be actually think twice before they cast their votes. whether they want a minority NDP government that actually would promise you the moon and, you know, and spend fantasy money on fantasy promises who will never deliver to you, versus a liberal government that is responsible, compassionate, and which actually has a very good proven record to govern this country. So I think actually the race is going to be very close, I think, in the Vancouver Kingsway, and I'm just focused on getting the votes out and making sure that people know what we stand for, and we'll see on May the 2nd. People will decide.
What else separates your party from that of the NDP? I mean, other than disagreeing with Mr. Harper in the direction of his government, I mean, what's the fundamental difference, say, between the Liberals and the NDP?
Well, there is a big difference. NDP, like I said, will promise you the moon, but they will never deliver at the end of the day. You know why they promise you the moon? Because they know they will never have to deliver. They actually will actually raise taxes. Did you know that with Layton's current platform, there is a big hole already? There is a big hole of $3.6 billion already in his current platform, and he's still promising more. You know, he was the one who actually had to back off from his green promises, which he had actually put his own signature to. He's the one who admitted that he cannot deliver those. So I once again urge the voters to think twice before you cast that vote. What's the difference? Now, versus a Liberal government, now we're saying that we are actually the one who can seriously address the real concerns of what matters the most to an average Canadian family, and that's early learning passport, that's early learning and child care and early learning and the care fund, and that's education, and that is pension, and that is health care. Those are really what actually set us apart from the NDP, who can never deliver. We have the record of governing this country with 7 consecutive surpluses. Not only we balanced the budget, but we had surpluses in 7 consecutive years. And I'm sure that people are not going to be forgetting that easily on May the 2nd.
Now, it's been a busy time for you and your campaign. Have you enjoyed the election, though?
I tell you, if there's one thing that I do enjoy, it's campaigning. A lot of people say, you know, how can you do this straight in 37 days? As you can see, I'm almost losing my voice. But I'm telling you, I feel so energized when I talk to voters, because that's what people want to send me to Ottawa for. It's representing their interests and their concerns, and I just totally enjoy this, and I'm really looking forward to May the 2nd.
Wendy, I appreciate your time today. Good luck on Monday.
Thank you, Joe.
The website for more is at wendyewin.liberal.ca. Wendy Ewan is the Liberal Party candidate in Vancouver Kingsway. I'm Joseph Plunta.